Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley, and our co-host is MJ Crowder. And MJ, we've got a guest that I'm so excited to talk about. We've been talking about this guest ever since we first heard of this situation less than a week ago, and everybody we've talked about is really, really excited about it.
You know something, I'm just going to jump right in and introduce. Usually Jim and I banter back and forth for a little bit about what's going on at the station, but this is so important and just so timely. Our guest today on Faith in Action is Autumn. She is a teenager actually joining us via phone from Washington State. And welcome, Autumn. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You know, Autumn, it's interesting. Since someone showed me this article about you in The Blaze, and actually your kind of comment on Teen Vogue magazine, since I first saw that, and I hadn't seen it before, I have seen it all over social media, like all over. For pity's sake, you have been. So let's go back to the beginning. First of all, God bless you for you. But tell us a little bit about your family and your formation, because you are quite remarkable at such a young age.
Thank you. Yes, so I have a fairly big family. I have six siblings. The two oldest are married and have kids, so we're a pretty big family.
Good.
I was grown up in a very Christian, gospel-centered home. The church that I go to is very gospel-centered, and so they really teach, you know, God's love, mercy, grace. And so I think that's really, really what helped me kind of understand what I believe and what I stand up for. I think what also helped is I'm very involved in speech and debate, which gives me a lot of opportunities to public speak, be able to articulate my ideas.
And that came through loud and clear, Autumn. That particular part of your formation was your articulation and confidence was very prominent. I mean, it was made very aware. We were made very aware of that pretty easily in your video. Now, yeah. How did you? So you come from a large family, a Christian family, and so your values probably. I mean, did your parents and you're homeschooled?
Yes.
Did your parents talk about this issue of abortion? Have they talked about it over the years? Has it been dinner table conversation?
Yes. Our whole family is very, very pro-life. It's something that we, you know, keep as a conversation, just kind of talking about it because it's so relevant in today. We see it all over social media, and it's such a big issue. So we do discuss it, you know, as a family. So it's definitely an issue that I have had a little bit of experience, you know, kind of figuring out what I believe. But yeah, our whole family is very pro-life centered. So.
Now, the reason that we're talking to Autumn, maybe you've already seen Autumn and didn't realize that she's the young lady that you saw. A couple of weeks ago now, Teen Vogue magazine ran an article, and Autumn, if you would, in a sentence or two, kind of summarize the gist of the article that you made this response to.
Yeah, so the article was basically, it was called What to Get a Friend Post-Abortion. So it gave about 10 ideas of little gifts that you can give to a friend after they've had an abortion. So it was basically just, some of them were a funny movie, a girl power hat, a Ruth Ginsburg coloring book, just things like that that they thought would be an appropriate response. And so they kind of were just trying to take the situation, make it very nonchalant, this is what you should do, it's all okay, support her in her decision. that was kind of the main focus of the article.
And it wasn't a particularly serious or article. It was kind of like light and whimsical.
Well, you know, it's interesting, yeah. Jim, is Autumn, as I read the article, because we got it up and mm-hmm. reread everything, you know, door to door on it, if you will. I initially thought that it was a joke. I didn't think it was to be taken seriously. And just for our listeners, I want to read the intro into the article. Of course, it can be gotten. You can go to Teen Vogue and the response on The Blaze. But this is the first. These are the first couple sentences of the article. And as you said, it's what to get a friend post-abortion. So your friend is about to have an abortion. Of course, you want to be there for her, but you don't know how. Look, making this decision is never simple, and having to make it as a teenager is a little more than terrifying, but it shouldn't have to be so scary. The worst part of this isn't the procedure itself. By the way, it's completely safe as long as you have access to a good clinic. The worst part is how you're treated afterwards. Now, that's all I read initially, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. The worst part is how you're treated afterwards. Okay,
yeah.
My question to you, Autumn, is how did this even come on your radar? How did you even know about the Teen Vogue article?
I was going through Facebook, actually, one day, and I saw it pop up. And usually, I mean, I don't read Teen Vogue. I don't subscribe to it just because I don't, you know, it's not something that I would want to take my time to read. But I did see this one, and it just kind of stuck out. So I clicked it, and again, as I was reading it, I thought to myself, there is no way that this is real, and there's no way that this isn't a joke. But as I kept reading it, there was no punchline or anything. It was simply just, this is how we should treat it. And so then that's when I was kind of thinking about it, and I had a couple people say, you know, you should do something, you should, you know, write a response or something, because I had been talking about it. I was so angry just reading it and just realizing it that teen girls across the world are reading this and taking it as, you know, this is what we should do. But initially, I just kind of saw it through my news feed, and I clicked on it to read it.
You know, what's interesting, Autumn, as I read through the article, the thing that saddened me the most and at the same time angered me the most mm-hmm. was there was not once in the article does it talk about what you should do before she makes the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was not any support or information or there was nothing there. It was the presumption mm-hmm. was she had the abortion. Now let's make her feel better. As a matter of fact, yeah. The last sentence before it gets into the 10 or 11 things that you should do to make her feel better, it says, here are some things to lift her spirits, to help ease the cramps, and to put a smile on her face.
Mm-hmm.
To put a smile on her face?
I think one of the reason for that is because our culture and our media doesn't want the message that abortion isn't okay to go to anyone. They don't want to say at all that, well, maybe she shouldn't have an abortion. So what they're doing is taking it just, okay, right after the abortion, this is what you should do, because clearly the abortion was the correct decision. So I think they don't even want to address the fact that
there's an option.
Abortion does, you know, hurt
right,
women.
Right. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Autumn, quite an unusual, wonderful gift from God, young woman who wrote an article and actually wrote, she actually videotaped, you can see it. We are going to play it here in a moment after the break, a response to a Teen Vogue article on what to get a friend post-abortion.
And the article makes it seem like, you know, it's like getting your tonsils out or a bad sneeze. It's no mm-hmm. big thing, and they're going to feel a little bad. Here's how to cheer them up. You know, that's all there is to it. One takeaway that I would like listeners to get from this program is to take a look at what your teenagers are reading. I had two teenage daughters who are both grown now, and if they were flipping through a Vogue magazine or whatever, I probably wouldn't have given it a second thought, especially if it said Teen Vogue. Well, they're a teenager, they're interested in fashion. You know, fine, read your magazine. But maybe as parents, we have to take a look at those every now and then.
A second look. You know, Autumn, I imagine, and I'm asking this question because I can imagine, I don't know, that you've gotten a lot of feedback, positive and negative. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were actually very surprised at how much positive feedback there was, especially with an issue like abortion. There are thousands of people that very, very, very strongly disagree with my stance with it. I think it was good that we had it being shared through Students for Life, because the people that it reached first were, you know, for the most part, pro-life, but it wasn't all of them. And what was interesting is a lot of pro-choice people, and I know this just from reading comments, agreed. They were sharing the video, which was strange, because they were able to agree that, you know, Teen Vogue should not have written this. So it was interesting having the pro-life, you know, people share it as well as pro-choice people, because I think we can all agree that Teen Vogue, the way that they approached this situation is disgusting. The only difference is that I believe that abortion is wrong, and, you know, but I think the pro-choice people would disagree with me. But for the most part, the feedback was a lot of that. You know, usually the comments started with, well, I agree with her with this, however, and then they'd go on to their own reasons why they believe abortion is okay. Mm-hmm. But we have had some pretty negative comments and posts.
You know, it's interesting. I've talked about this with several of my friends, and I have several that are pro-choice. And several of the women that I have talked to that are pro-choice women are horrified and disgusted at the Teen Vogue article. And these are pro-choice women, but they are saddened and disgusted that it was trivialized in such a manner, because they think this is an important, that this decision made is an important decision, and to trivialize it in such a way moves their pro-choice movement back years and years and years. So I think that it was handled poorly. Regardless, it was handled poorly.
Exactly.
And Autumn, I cannot say enough how proud it made me feel to watch the video and to see you in such a courageous way point out step by step, really take the article step by step and tear it apart.
Autumn, what was your thinking as you, you know, put together mentally your response to this? It went from something that you were thinking about to an actual video where you stood in front of a screen and you had lighting and cameras and things like that. What did you intend, or what did you think would become of the video that you made? What was the intent of making it?
Well, the intent was never to just, you know, make a video and have it go viral. We weren't even sure if it would get more than a couple hundred shares or a couple hundred views. The purpose was just, we need more young people speaking up. And so I just wanted to take that step and say, I feel very, very strongly about this issue, and I want to say something about it. And so then we ended up contacting Students for Life and asking them if they'd like to share it. And they did. So then after that, it kind of, you know, went further than we thought. We had no expectations of it spreading as far as it did.
The
whole situation was very God. You know, he just kind of let it all play out.
Sure.
We had no control over
One of the sources where I saw the video said that it had been played, and this was a week or so ago, over 1,800,000 times. And I'm sure that was a week or so ago. So it's probably approaching, if not over 2 million. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are hearing this broadcast right now. We are going to play the entire response here in just a minute or two. But I'm sure people will be wanting to see it too. They can use Google or Yahoo or any of the search engines. And if they just look for Teen Vogue response, that's all you need to put in.
That's all you need to put in.
You know, you'll get taken to it. There's any number of sites that actually have it posted on their site. So, we want to thank you for that. It is a tremendous thing. Everybody I've sent it to just says, Wow.
You know, Autumn, I'd say dust off your traveling shoes because you may get invitations far and wide to come speak. I know you have already been approached many times.
Yes.
I know that you have, and I am grateful that that you were willing to come on Catholic Radio in Indianapolis and share your message with our listeners. You're a little gift. You're a little gift from God for us, and a little slice of light in this valley of tears. So, Autumn, God bless you for your incredible witness for those most helpless of all of us. Of course, the preborn babies. But God bless you. Thank you again so much for being our guest, Autumn from Washington.
All right. Thank you very much, and we're going to play the entire response right now. So we'll let you go, and thank you very much for participating in our program today, and I'm sure our listeners are going to want to hear what's coming up next.
Hello, my name is Autumn, and I'm 16 and would like to talk to you about an article recently posted by Teen Vogue called "What to Get a Friend Post-Abortion." And since I'm a teen, this was directed towards me, and I would like to respond. The point of the article was to make the situation seem as lighthearted and nonchalant as possible in order to convince girls my age that abortion is no big deal. Well, we need to clarify one thing first. Abortion is a big deal, a very big deal. And to say it is not is simply feeding us a lie. Right off the bat, Teen Vogue said, quote, "Look, making this decision is never simple, and having to make it as a teenager is more than a little terrifying, but it shouldn't have to be so scary," unquote. Okay, which is it? Is it more than a little terrifying, or is it not so scary? You can't have it both ways. It's one or the other. So the article said it doesn't have to be so scary, but I think we can all agree abortion is scary. No one skips into that room as if they're getting their hair highlighted or their nails painted. And just for the record, the thought of going into a room and having my baby surgically removed from my body is both terrifying and scary. And none of these gifts would make me feel better. And if they did make me feel better, that would mean I need serious counseling. Teen Vogue, you should be held accountable for this disgusting and disrespectful article. You trivialized an issue that leaves millions of women struggling every day. Such a blasé approach hurts women who regret their abortions. It minimizes their pain. So let's go through a couple of the ideas for post-abortive girls provided by Teen Vogue. Gift number one, a funny movie. Let's look at what this is saying. We understand that you've had a rough day, so here's a funny movie to get your mind off of it. You know when this would be appropriate? After your friend got their wisdom teeth taken out, not after they've had an abortion. How offensive to think a comedy would be a good antidote for the pain your friend might be feeling. Number two, underwear that you can rock after your abortion. Now, this one is pretty unbelievable, so I'm going to read a part of the article for you. Quote, "If you haven't already heard about Think's underwear, then I'm about to rock yo world. These revolutionary panties allow you to free bleed like our foremothers wished they could. Technically, they're made for your period, but that's no reason not to rock them for your post-abortion woes, especially because there will be blood." Unquote. Do I even need to explain why this is so deplorable? The language and flippant tone is appalling. Who would even consider rocking underwear after experiencing an abortion? Yes, there will be blood, because that's what happens after a pregnancy ends, and it's traumatizing. And cool underwear won't fix it or make it all better. Number three. Angry uterus heating pad. This is a heating pad shaped as a uterus with an angry, mad face on it. Teen Vogue said, quote, "Likely worse than any period symptoms you've ever experienced. You'll love it. It's like two throbbing hot balls of lead are trying to escape your body, all while your stomach contracts over and over again. Huzzah," unquote. Remember in the beginning of the article when they said abortion doesn't have to be so scary? Well, this sounds pretty scary to me. A creepy little gag gift is not going to counteract the feelings of hot lead balls escaping your body. Number 4. Girl power hat. Is this really the time for that? I just ended my baby's life. Girl power. Are they insinuating that girls who celebrate their abortions understand girl power more than girls who regret them or refuse to have them? And by the way, how many aborted babies have been girls? What about their rights? When do girls begin to have power? And how powerful do you have to be to destroy the most helpless of people? To me, abortion seems like the opposite of girl power. It is the most invasive and degrading thing that could happen to a girl. And my version of girl power is knowing that I am valuable and precious. I am grateful I was allowed to live, and I want all girls and boys to have that same right. This is a human rights issue, not a girl power movement. Number 5. F uterus pin. Yep, you heard that right. An F uterus pin. I see a hidden motive here. They mentioned that this would be an armor in which to defend yourself against insensitive jerks asking about why you've had an abortion. One, how would they even know you've had an abortion? I guess unless you're wearing an F uterus pin. And two, some of the proceeds go to Planned Parenthood. So I think the motive here is to support Planned Parenthood rather than being there for your friend. 6. Become an abortion clinic escort. In no way are children qualified to escort someone into a clinic to have an abortion. Teen Vogue, are you really encouraging teens to go be abortion escorts? Do you really think we, minors, have the tools to deal with that kind of pressure on an ongoing basis? Number 7. A needlepoint that reads, "We won't go back." I'm only 16 and know that guilt follows women for years after abortions. And I also know a cross stitch isn't going to change that. But this article said, quote, "There is nothing to be ashamed of or feel guilty about." If girls are being told this, no wonder our culture has become so desensitized to the idea of taking the life of a baby. It's only after it happens and the guilt plagues them and the depression drags them down that they look at the cross stitch on the wall that their friend gave them and think, "I actually wish I could go back." But sadly, by then it's too late, and the "we won't go back" turns into "we can't go back," which unfortunately is something women only realize after they've had an abortion. This article made light of a heart-wrenching issue. Trivializing abortion doesn't do anyone any good. Joking about it is incredibly offensive to all involved. Do you know what I want to tell girls who've had abortions? I want them to know that there are organizations out there that will help them where they're at. There are places that will provide counseling, such as Rachel's Vineyard, a safe place to renew, rebuild, and redeem hearts broken by abortion. The National Hotline for Abortion Recovery is 866-482-LIFE. And for local pregnancy resource centers in your area, visit healingafter.com and enter your zip code. And for those of you in high school and college, you can join me and get involved in Students for Life. This is a wonderful way for us young people to be involved in the pro-life movement. If you know someone who has had an abortion, don't buy them a gag gift and disguise it as a celebration. Treat it for what it is, a terrible loss. Go sit with her in her grief. Pray for her, remind her of God's redemption, and comfort her in her suffering. Offer your friendship and promise to help her find healing. No matter what stance you have on abortion, it should never be treated with such nonchalance as this piece did. And if you are considering an abortion, remember, circumstances change. You won't always feel this afraid. And there are so many options and resources for you, such as adoption. My sister is adopted, and I cannot imagine my life without her. Her life is a gift to us. You have the power to choose life. And where there is life, there is always hope.
You know, but the interesting thing is things happen, Autumn. And you are unusual in that you took the information that was available to you, you were open to God's will, and you answered. I mean, you answered. You were. I mean, that's a courageous thing to do, is to be his hands and feet. And you were his hands and feet, Autumn.
It's been really incredible to have this opportunity to be able to do this.
Well, yeah, God bless you. God bless you. And thank you again for being our guest on Faith in Action.
Yeah. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, we
have
had
right.
a lot of different guests a lot of different topics here on Faith in Action, and that has got to rank as one of the most interesting, one of the most compelling, one of the most inspirational things that we've ever had on Faith in Action.
And you know what I think makes it so, Jim, was this coming from a 16-year-old girl, a 16-year-old homeschooled girl. Listening to her, and there was no teleprompter in front of her.
No, that's right. She was off the top of her head.
If you have the opportunity to see her, you can go to Facebook, you can go to a YouTube, you can Google Autumn and her response to a Teen Vogue. That'll get it for you right there. But to see her so well, I mean, she just. I'm all fingers trying to trying to put a button on this, because I am humbled and awed by the courage of this young woman, and we're frankly very grateful and humbled to have had her on Faith in Action. So, God bless her. What an incredible opportunity we've had here and witnessed this at a perfect time, middle of Lent. God bless Autumn.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.